My name is Alexis Williams. I'm 14 years old. Today is November 24th, and I'm speaking with Corliss Clunkus, who is my grandma. We are recording this interview in Omaha, Nebraska.
Tell me about your parents.
My parents were Johnny and Juanita Siegler, and initially, when I was first born, they were farmers in North Dakota. We had very little, but that was what we did until we moved to Aberdeen and when I was 5 years old. My mom was the dominary one. She was the one that disciplined me. My father was always gentle and meek. Our life initially was pretty quaint, as we had very little money, had a lot of bills when we came off of the farm, and so it took years to kind of get caught up with those. And my father had a blue-collar job, which didn't always have the highest of salaries, and my mom did things such as cleaning house and sewing for other people. So our life was pretty minimal. However, we did eventually build a new home, and when I was 11, we also added my brother to our family. So otherwise, our family life was just pretty simple.
What was your childhood like?
My childhood was fun. I mean, actually, because we did a lot of the things that kids don't do these days. The neighborhood, we would leave in the morning, ride our bikes or walk. We'd come back at noon to eat lunch, then we'd leave again, come back at supper, and then you always had to be home when the street lights came on. But it too was pretty simple, but had a lot of friends. I was the only child until I was 11, and then my brother joined us, so that was some getting used to. But we just did the simple things like playing baseball, going swimming, playing hopscotch, kickball, kick the can, just those kinds of things.
Tell me about when you found out you're going to be a mother. Do you remember the moment you first saw my mother, father, and how did it make you feel?
My first daughter that was born was 1 year after I had gotten married. Shortly after we were married, we found out I was pregnant. And so she joined us within a year. Matter of fact, she was born on May 3rd, and I got out of the hospital on May 5th, which was my first anniversary. Was excited, though, especially when it was a girl, because I knew my mom sewed, and so I knew there'd be a lot of dresses. And she was, of my two daughters, she was the one that was very respectable to her parents. She liked doing things with her parents. She had groups of friends that did things with parents, and she was just always, she did well in school. She was just always willing to help.
What was my mother like when she was growing up? Did you have any favorite stories about her?
Stacy was, she did well in school. She always, and she did, she was involved with church groups and enjoyed doing things with families too. We had a group of probably four friends that we all had one child already, and we'd always get together and play cards, and then our kids would play together. But she also enjoyed playing like baseball, swimming, and always wanted to be an athletic trainer. She kind of worked on that while she was in high school, and then she realized that no, she probably wasn't going to do that. So she started, she'd go with her dad a lot in the summer months when there was no school, and she'd ride with him when he worked, and eventually then she got a job in the grocery store and now does health and beauty aids, which is what her father did too. So she overall was a good kid.
What was the worst thing you remember my mother doing when she was a child?
She did a couple of things when she was a child, especially in her high school years. She, when she first learned how to drive and she started driving to school, she apparently had gotten a ticket and didn't tell us about it. Well, unfortunately, it came in the mail addressed to me because the car was in my name. So I saw the ticket. She was going to try to pay it before we found out, but we did. And then she seemed to have two little fender benders at school within just a short period of time, like a couple of weeks. And she didn't want to tell us about those either, but we kind of had gotten a call from the parents, so we found out about that too. We also had one incident where she was told us she was going to one person's house, and her dad and I left to go down one of the main drags of Grand Forks, North Dakota, and there went our daughter in the car with some friends, but not where they were supposed to be. She seemed to try to do a lot of those things and didn't get away with it, which I think made us a little bit smarter with our second daughter, but overall, still, she was a pretty good kid.
So, what do you say overall, as a kid, like, she's a